I'm Alan Lido for 91.3 WUKY, where it is time for another edition of Saving Stories with Dr. Doug Boyd from the Louis B. Nunn Center for Oral History in the UK Libraries. It's a segment where we feature interviews from the collection. Good day to you, Doug.
It's good to be here.
Doug, it's still baseball season, and we've got a unique story today.
And you and I always like to talk baseball and oral history. We're going to feature a Lexington story about the integration of professional baseball. Now, we've already featured several aspects on Saving Stories of the Jackie Robinson story over the years. In fact, the Nunn Center has a major oral history project, if not the most significant oral history project, documenting the Jackie Robinson story and the integration of Major League Baseball in 1947. However, this episode looks at baseball integration from a different perspective.
And it happened in the same year.
That's right. Lexington native Bobby Flynn became the first white person to integrate a Negro League baseball team in the South.
Well, I've always been in sports. I played basketball, baseball, wanted to play football, but we didn't have football at our high school. And I wanted to play baseball so bad that I went around to a semi-pro team, it was a white team, and I asked them to let me try out. And they said, well, Bobby, we pay these guys pretty good, and you're just too small. You just can't use you. And every one of them said this. And so one day I was riding on a city bus, and the guy that was in charge of the black recreation here for the state of Kentucky, for Lexington, was sitting on the back of the bus. Back in those days, that's the word the black people said. And when I got on the bus, he said, hey, Bobby, come back here. So I went back and sat down on the back of the bus with him, and he says to me, who are you playing baseball for? And I said, no one. He said, gosh, the way you play softball. And the way he knew that is we used to get up a white team and go to the black park and play the black boys, and we just really enjoyed ourselves playing against them. And I said, no one. He said, well, we're going to have a tryout next Wednesday. Won't you come out and try out with us? Well, I went home and told my wife. I said, well, Scoop wanted me to try out for the baseball team. She said, well, if you want to play, why don't you go on and play? So I went out there. There were three guys trying out for second base, and for some reason they chose me to play with them. And the funny part about this is we played all of the white teams that I tried to try up with, and just beat them bad, very bad. And after that first year of playing all of them, every one of them wanted me to come and play second base for them. And I said, no, I'm the same size I was when I came over there, so I'm going to just stay here and play with these guys.
The person that he's talking about is John Willie Brown, otherwise known as Scoop Brown, who was the longtime coach for the Lexington Hustlers. The next question asks about whether Bobby Flynn faced any opposition to this decision.
Yes, it was. It was a lot of white people said, Bobby, you're going to lose all the friends you got. And said, you ought to not play with them. And I said, well, I just want to play baseball. I don't care who I play with. And we played a lot of the professional teams, and we played against guys like Satchel Paige, Hank Aaron, Willie Mays, because they hadn't got into the league yet. There was so many more. There was a guy named Campanella that played with the Dodgers, I think, and then, of course, Hank Aaron and Willie Mays, Satchel Paige. And it was also many others that we played against. A guy played shortstop for Chicago Cubs, Ernie Banks. And what we would do was find out when they were going to travel through here and ask them if they wanted to play our team. And you know, we beat a lot of them.
And Doug, this too is part of sports history in Lexington.
Bobby Flynn later served as a state senator from 68 to 72. He also served on Lexington City Council for 12 years. But his story with the Lexington Hustlers is really special.
And his son, Doug Flynn, went on to play with the Big Red Machine up in Cincinnati in the 1970s. Doug Boyd from the Louis B. Nunn Center for Oral History in the UK Libraries has been our guest again on Saving Stories. Have a good one.
Thanks for having me.